The reading is Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked. For they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Confuse the wicked, O Lord, confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threat and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walk with the throng at the house of God. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the grave, for evil finds lodging among them. But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He ransoms me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned forever, will hear them and afflict them. Men who never change their ways and have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His speech is smooth as butter, yet war is in its heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall, but you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not leave out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 25 to the end. And it can be found in the Pew Bibles on page 971. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like any of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you feed them. But seek Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. This is the word of the Lord.
May the words of Tim's mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Welcome to this today. These two readings I've actually lived. And when you think of David, he's been betrayed, there's a rebellion against him, and then he is crying out to God. This is what happened to us as a family when we went to trial, when the man that abused my daughter was taken to trial. And this was at the beginning of my faith journey, and it was really, really difficult to come to church and listen to all the things that were said about cast your worries to Christ and all that. So we personally, we lived it, and I can see it. We were betrayed by someone very, really close to us. And when you think about those sort of things, it really hurts, and you really do struggle to find your faith in it. I think the whole point of bringing a testimony to share is that people realise today God is working, and he's working hard. He works in each individual life. He doesn't care who you are. He just wants you. It's what God does in the storm for us that makes us have faith. He never lets us go. And I'd personally like to thank Peter for the song choices, because I couldn't have chosen them better myself. It was absolutely just endorsed everything that wants to happen. The trials didn't stop at the first trial. It was taken to appeal after the first trial, and he had been sentenced to 10 years. 10 months later, he had been let out. And then trying to come to terms with what God was doing there, thinking that I want control of what happens to this man. Not God, I want control. And I knew I was wrong. I knew that I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And God didn't let me do it. He stood up for me. So when God says, cast your worries on him, do so. Because we can't go through life without God. Every step of the way, he's with us. He's carrying us through the storms. Life is so difficult when we actually sort of think about what happens in life. Each individual person has had some sort of testimony to bring them to faith. With the second reading, it's simply put, Christians are not to worry. When we succumb, it demonstrates the world our lack of faith, our loss of joy, and our inability to appreciate what the hand of God has provided today, for worrying that he may not be there tomorrow. But he's always there. He never lets us go. And I'm going to try and attempt, because I couldn't load this is Grace's story And I don't know if you would find this, any one of you might actually think.
Today, we will be listening to Grace's testimony about reading scripture and applying the truth of God's word has helped her manage her mind and brought her both joy and peace.
I'm not sure if I've always struggled with my mind. I am still working that out. But when I had my children, I became increasingly aware that I was having intrusive thoughts and that I would spend hours worrying, stressing, and imagining all the worst-case scenarios that could happen to my family and me. All of this did not make sense. I lived in a safe neighborhood. I had people who loved me, and now I was living out a dream that I had always had, to have my own family. I would stare at my children, playing or lying in the crib, and suddenly I would be hit with this terrible thought of what would happen if something terrible happened to them. It would feel like a punch in the gut. I was finding it increasingly difficult to relax, and I was becoming easily irritated and overwhelmed. None of this was helped by the fact that I was getting much less sleep than usual, and I was constantly needed by someone somewhere. A woman who was quite a lot older than me at the time caught me one Sunday at church and asked if I was okay. I just broke down, and I told her that my mind was in a mess, and that sometimes I felt like I was losing my mind with all these intrusive thoughts I was getting. She asked me a question that I will never forget. She said, "Has anyone ever taught you how to capture your thoughts?" I didn't even know what she meant by that. That must have been apparent by the look on my face. She invited me round to her house and we talked, and she told me her story and how she had had to learn to think about what she had been thinking about and give her unhelpful thoughts to Jesus. She did a Bible study with me on all the times that God instructs us to manage our thought life, and she gave me a bookmark with the scripture from 2 Corinthians 10:5 on. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. It's nearly 20 years later now, and those babies of mine are grown and flourishing in the Lord. I still think about what that woman taught me and how she led me to take all my difficult, unhelpful, and distressing thoughts to Jesus. You see, I wanted to keep my thoughts away from God, as they felt wrong and disobedient. But now I know that I can take every thought and take it to Jesus, asking for his help and his guidance.
I think a lot of us can actually feel at one with that lady's testimony. As you might have noticed as you walked in today, there's two boxes on the table. You've got a box full of worries. You don't know what's coming. You're demanding. You want God. What's going on? I've got this to worry about, I've got that to worry about. So in a moment of faith, you pick your worries up and you say, "God, here's my worries. You take it. You take it away from me." "Hang on, God, you've done nothing with it. I'll take it back." Has anyone done that? Has anyone actually done that? You've actually given your worries to God and you've taken it back again. Why do we do that? Why in the middle of the night? "God, I don't think you can handle this." The problem is, your God's too small. You need a bigger God and smaller worries. Your worries were too big. What are we told to do? We are told to cast all our cares on Him, because He cares for us. We don't just take our worries and put them in with God. We take our life and we come hidden in God, in Christ Jesus. And what we do, there's an example of what's happened in my life. I've put all my worries in a big God, and I have absolute faith in Him. He's been with me ever since this all started. He's been with me when I was conceived to this very moment. He's taken me on this journey to where I am now, preaching to you lovely people. And I want each and every one, just think at this moment, is there any worries you want to put in this box? Doesn't have to be a bit of paper. You can come here, you can come today, and you can put your worries in that box. Just cast them on Him, because He wants them. We can't add another minute to our lives by worrying. Give them to the God, give them to the Lord. He will deal with them. And let's just finish with a prayer. Sovereign Father, we thank You for taking all our worries and cares. Anxieties and depression always come from these worries. We thank You for everything You do for us, for carrying us through the storm of life, knowing You are at our side. You will never leave us. You will carry us when we fall, and You will guide us on the path of righteousness. We just thank You, Lord. We cast all our worries on You today. In Jesus' glorious name, amen. Just before I step down, if anyone wants any prayer ministry or anything, me and Peter will be gladly stay at the front here. So while everyone goes in to have a cup of coffee, we're here. If you want prayer, just come forward. Thank you.